This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peshawar's police chief says a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded mosque in a highly fortified security compound in Pakistan on Monday, killing 59 people, including 27 police officials. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Hospital officials said scores were wounded, with many of them in a critical condition. A police official said that there were at least 260 people in the mosque when the explosion happened. Social worker Mohammad Bilal was quickly on the scene.
As soon as we received information about the blast, I jumped into an Edhiv Foundation ambulance and came here.
Peshawar is an area where Islamist militants remain active, though no one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing. The blast ripped through the mosque during noon prayers, causing a wall to collapse on top of worshippers.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israelis and Palestinians to ease tensions on Monday during a visit to Jerusalem.
The Palestinians and Israelis enjoying equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, justice, and dignity. President Biden remains fully committed to that goal. We continue to believe that the best way to achieve it is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states.
Blinken arrived amid the bloodiest violence in years. A lone assailant wielding a knife injured three people in Brussels on Monday during a rush hour rampage through a subway car before being detained by police in the station under the European Union's headquarters, officials said. The Brussels prosecutor spokesperson said one of the three injured people was taken to hospital and remained in life-threatening condition. This